That one. So weird. Okay, we're back on.
Okay.
Anything
Hello.
else?
Yep. So I got that down, and I'll take a look at that for you.
It's not a big issue. It's just something that'll help me
For
in
sure.
my ideas there.
Yeah. Yep. Sounds good. I'll take a look at it for you. Appreciate
Thank
it.
you.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
All right. Anybody online? Since there's nobody online, I doubt it, but I'll just say it anyways. All right. Okay. We're going to close out the public comment section, and we're going to roll into public hearing. Start off with item number one. Ordinance O-2026-07, amend Title 1.02.010, new connections for water service, allow water meter slash service without a building permit. So, okay, let's just do this. There's nobody here, so we'll open up public hearing and I'll go over it later. Open up public hearing if you have anything to say. There's nobody here, anybody online? Doesn't look like there's nobody online. All right, we'll close the public hearing for item number one, ordinance O-2026-07, amend Title 1.02.010, new connections for water service, allowing water meter slash service without a building permit. Then open up public hearing to item number two, ordinance O-2026-10, amending the compensation for the town clerk recorder. Nobody's here, nobody comments. Anybody online? Nobody's online, but all right, we're going to close out the public hearing for item number two, ordinance O-2026-10, amending the compensation for the town clerk slash recorder. Going to roll into discussion and action. Item number three, we're going to open up some discussion action for ordinance O-2026-07, amend Title 1.02.010, new connection for water service, allow water meter slash service without a building permit. So what's going on here is we are trying to allow property owners to pay their fees and hook up their water service without a building permit. Currently, if you want to have water, you have to apply for a building permit. Now, I did a little homework. I've had several people bring this up to me, and some of the thoughts are, you buy some property, you want to put in a garden, you want to plant some trees, you may even want to keep a horse there and keep it watered and come up on the weekends and ride your horse. It's your property. You should be entitled to do so. Also, if there is any weeds or grubbing or dust, you can keep it watered down. Your neighbors will appreciate that. Some stuff like that. Now, I did a little homework, and actually, one of the previous mayors called me yesterday, and some issues were brought up. And kind of what started this, the reason this was put into place was I was originally told, they were worried about squatters, people turning on the water and then just coming in a trailer and living there. I don't foresee that as an issue because if they do that, just first they have to pay their $18,000 impact fee. So they're not going to be a squatter. If they want to pay $18,000, then that's fine. If that is an issue, we'll just go turn off the water. And it's in the ordinance that we can just turn off the water. So if they're squatters and they're not meeting building codes and stuff, we'll go turn off the water. So nothing ventured, nothing gained there. Some people brought up that I guess there was complaints in Gooseberry by some of our, how do I say it? Some of the regular complainers that someone had a garden and they were watering the garden and they didn't live there and they were there on the weekends. And I'm like, well, to me, that sounds what Apple Valley is all about. I'm all in favor of that.
There was nothing wrong with what they were doing.
No, I wasn't here, but that's what I was told. So, and then like I said, one of the mayors called me yesterday. He had a concern about fire hydrants. He said, what if we let someone hook up their water, but there's no building permit and there's no fire hydrant in front of the property? And these people come there on the weekends and they put in a trailer and they light a campfire and there's a fire. And now all that's there is a 3/4-inch line to put out the fire. The fire doesn't have a fire hydrant. So at first I was thinking that was a valid point. Then I thought, so then I
throw them
thought
in
you
the
can
camp.
camp anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you need to do out on the outskirts? They
At
said,
least they've got water. They could put the damn thing out.
that was my conversation with Chief today. Chief said, I would rather at least there's a 3/4-inch line that they could try to put it out. People can
Who's going to
camp,
hook up to the fire hydrant
right?
anyway?
People can camp in the BLM land and do a campfire anywhere they want. So that's kind of he felt that that was an invalid issue. And it was brought up, people, maybe someone in Cedar Point hooks up the water and starts camping on their lot. Again, I don't want to make everyone else suffer because I guess I wouldn't be doing my job if I let that happen. So if someone wants to pay, I don't think anybody's going to pay an $18,000 impact fee and pay the money to hook up their water to come and camp on the weekends. You can bring your own water, so I don't see that as a big issue. And if they do, we'll write them up. We'll turn off their water. So I don't see. I mean, if that happens, I'll do my job and we'll write them up and stop that. So I don't really see any negatives to it. I've done some tons of homework on it, and I think people with property, they should be able to turn on the water and plant trees and plant a garden and do what they want to do. And if you've read through it, we say the town retains the authority to discontinue, restrict, or lock water service upon determination of the service being used in violation of the section or any other applicable ordinance, regulation, or policy. And it says no water service shall be used for culinary purposes for residential occupancy until a valid permit has been issued. So we have everything covered there. So I'm sure you guys have read through it. Do you guys have any questions, concerns? Do you guys see
I read everything.
okay?
I say let's do it.
Yeah, that's
And
good.
it's we got our I's dotted and our T's crossed.
Yep, I feel like we do, and I'm trying to give people more property rights and open up the freedoms, and I know that's what the people want. And I've told people I don't have the manpower to go through the ordinances and just start fixing things. So I said, as things come up, we will get them fixed. And I feel like this is one of those things.
Got the other movie approved ordinance O-2026-07, amendment title 1.02.010, new connections for water service. Allow water meters service without a building permit.
Second.
Oh,
Kevin,
take whoever you want.
Rich will second it. And let's see, this will be a roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin's there, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. On to item number four. Up discussion actions for ordinance O-2026-08, amend title 10.02.050, building permit required 10.10.020, a agricultural zone, and 10.10.050, real estate zone, allowing water meter service without building permit and allow animal enclosures in the front and side yards of people's property. So that's just another place where there's some wording about the water. That's the first portion of it. The second portion is the new one is we've had a couple. Kind of started with an issue. We received a nuisance complaint in Youthberry about some animals in the front yard, and it's in our ordinances that that's not allowed to be that way. It was also some complaints over shipping container, this and that. So we issued the violation notice, and I talked to her, and she, according to one of the residents and one of the copy means, I said I didn't do anything about it. There was a couple violation notices issued. I met with the resident. I went to her property. She's up against a mountain. She doesn't have room in the backyard for the animals. She built a goat enclosure in the corner of the lot.
It's perfectly
It's
fine.
clean. It's Apple Valley. It's perfectly fine. Well, that kind of opened a can of worms for me. I said, well, I don't want to just do something for one person. So I did. I know you're going to have a few of my critics. Oh, one of the Facebook. I did a Facebook poll, and it was very one-sided over people saying, yes, let's allow animals in the front yard, the side yards. I'm perfectly fine with that. I know Planning Commission, I should probably read that part. Planning Commission held a public hearing on March 11, 2026 and recommended approval of the ordinance with two lines removed, and the attached one reflects those recommended changes. There was some wording in there about the setback, and I said, let's pull that off of there because it was just a setback for the home. It says in there already that all animal enclosures as of right now have to be 30 feet from the property line and 50 feet from each home. I want to go a step further and tell you guys that at next planning commission and town council meeting, I want to put on the agenda to get rid of that 30 feet from the property line also, but that's a whole nother issue. That's why I had it taken off. I've looked and I drove through Apple Valley proper. There's a lot of people that have horses and animals in their front yards. I mean, who determines what's a front yard, what's a backyard? I don't know. I'm into the property freedoms, and if it's not hurting you and what do you care? But do you guys have any thoughts, questions, concerns? I don't see an issue with it. I can't find anywhere. I mean, I've got a couple regulars. I hate to say regulars, but we have a few people that have complained about it and spoken up against it. But the majority of the poll, I think one or two people voted, said no, and then everybody else on the Facebook page voted yes, allow it. So, do you guys have any questions?
No, they can put animals wherever they want on there.
Yeah,
You want the
that's cool
house
about
back
it.
up by the bluff,
Yeah,
let
no.
it
So
be.
is this saying these things can be done, or we you still have to get a permit?
Which one are you on? All
One.
right.
One.
That's the
Number
water
four.
one. What page are you on? What page does that say on?
Page two. I'm under Apple Valley Ordinance 0-2026-08.
Yeah, that's the first
Can
portion
I
with the
get ahead?
water. No, you're not. That was the last one with the water. This one will be on page. Yeah, that's the first portion of this with the water, saying you can build a
Oh,
current zone and
man.
provide however. So it is part of this. I shouldn't say that it's not. It
Okay,
is part of this. It's the first part, which we just approved about the water, but the animal portion.
Okay, so then we're changing that.
Yeah, it's just another portion. It's on page 5, and that's when you'll see where we crossed out animal enclosure shall be behind the main dwelling and should not be closer than 30 feet to the main dwelling. We crossed that out. It says above there that it shouldn't be 50 feet to a dwelling unit on an adjacent lot. So if you have a neighbor, your animal enclosure should not be less than 50 feet from their residence, or right now it says 30 feet from the property line. And what we're adding is animal enclosures may be located in the rear side or front yards, provided they are securely enclosed to prevent animals from entering public streets and comply with all applicable nuisance, sanitation, and animal care standards of this title. So none of that, Shannon. People will, you know, the complaint, I go, we're going to have to smell them. You're going to smell them if they're in the front yard or in the backyard. They're going to smell the same. I just drove by there. I looked at that. Like I said, I'm picking on this one particular person. It's just a nice goat pen. And right there is a couple of goats. And I can't imagine how anybody would complain about that. But I try to take all the nuisance complaints valid. But like I said, I drove it out by property. I got horses and, you know, people's fenced off yards and everything. And nobody's ever complained. So
goats are the best solution for weed control.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
So
it's rural living.
So do we still have to get a permit for that?
No.
For so that has, yeah, no. That's, or a garden, nope. Or planting
nope.
Trees or
nope.
Okay. So that's all.
Nope. It's all right in now. Here. Okay. You'll be able to hook up the water. So just another portion, no permits. So you'll be able to, that's just different. There's just different spots.
Let's just go first, just buy a lot and do play around on it a little bit.
That's how I feel about it.
Just after we approve ordinance 0-2026.08, men title 10.02.050, building permit required 10.10.020A, agricultural zone, and 10.10.050RE, real estate zone. Allow water meters service without a building permit and allow animal enclosures in the front and side yards of people's property. Planning Commission held a public hearing on March 11, 2026 and recommended approval of the ordinance with 2 lines removed, and the attached ordinance reflects those recommended changes.
Second.
I'll second.
Richard beat you. Richard got the second. Hey. Roll call votes.
I'll take our aye.
Tim, sir, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries.
I know, we even have some people just down the street. Their house is up against a rock.
Yes.
Their horses are in the front yard. There's no other place to put them.
Yes, that's exactly what
And I the same thing with the lady having this story.
Yeah, your house is right against the mill, right? If you had a horse, you'd do the same thing. And it's like,
and the same thing in Gooseberry.
And the answer was, well, they knew it. They bought the property against the rock. And I'm like, I'm just not a complainer, but what are you going to do? Okay, I'm item number 5. Let's open up discussion action on ordinance O-2026-09, adopting the Town of Apple Valley procurement ordinance. So basically, we had a policy in place, but we never adopted it as an ordinance. And we had, I'm not going to name names, we had a local developer resident, but we had a local person complain to the state auditor about several things, a mile long page of things. And I'm happy to say we went through our audit and we passed with flying colors. We were in no violations. We had a few recommendations, and this was one of them, that we had never passed this into an ordinance. And so we want to put it into an ordinance. There was a couple bit of wording things in there we added that they liked. But all in all, and I haven't really brought it up on the whole audit thing, it took a lot of Michelle time, Mikey's, and there was complaints on there about nepotism with Mikey. There was complaints about their nepotism with Bradley. There was complaints on just a whole long list of complaints filed by this person. Everything as I knew it would be, because I go through the town attorney. As I brought up the cost of the mayor meeting this morning, obviously I'm not an attorney, and people think that Mike's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. No, I think we go through legal and attorney on almost everything like that. So we already knew that we were going to pass the flying colors.
The Ferraris have done a great job living in this community.
I appreciate that.
Including your sons and everybody else, because they've all stepped up to the table, done lots of things people don't even want to be bothered with.
I appreciate that. And the recommendation was, which is common sense, I don't vote on any pay for Mikey.
Right.
Would absolutely excuse my bill. That was all in place before I came here.
All in place before you even came
here. No, but of course, if we renewed a contract or voted on anything, going to excluded myself from that vote. And
got one heck of a good price on it.
Yeah. And same with Bradley. I mean, I just, so we passed point voter. So this is something that was recommended, though, because there are a few recommendations which we will definitely accommodate. And obviously, this is a common sense one. Yes, if that's the law that we have to adopt the procurement ordinance, a procurement policy, we had a procurement policy, it was never adopted into ordinance. So
let's fix that right
now. We can fix that right now.
Well, we're a small rural town.
Yes, sir.
There ain't a hand. There's only a handful of people that would want to put their butt in the seat.
You got that right.
And then there's only a handful that want to do any of the others.
You were correct.
So if families involved, it's like that in every small rural town throughout the state and other states. I mean, people settled there in the beginning, and it could have been the fraud settled in there. So most of them are going to be in position. But as the towns fill up, then positions can slowly get filled by others. But as we are right now, where are they at? They're not on. They're not stepping up to run.
Mikey will be very excited when the town has enough money to pay a CPA. He doesn't have to do it when I pay him. He does that as a favor, and he would probably do it for free, but I will not take advantage of that situation, and it doesn't go right. So that's not right. Yep, we could fix it.
Okay, I make a motion. We approve ordinance 0-2026-09, adopting the town of Apple Valley procurement ordinance.
I'll second.
Rich got the second. Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Kevin Sayer, aye.
Mike Ferrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. Next one is going to be very, very easy.
We should just take this one right off the agenda.
Wait, before, let's just make sure Kevin does need to recuse himself.
You
can't participate, or you're more than welcome just to.
I have to abstain.
No abstain. You actually just don't even vote.
Just
recuse yourself. Don't participate in the in it. You could go to the bathroom if you need, but you can stay here too as long as you're just not going to participate.
Thank you for remembering that. Yeah, that was one of the recommendations.
I also we said be sure to remind us so we don't mess it up.
I'm such a simple person that I just, but I'm glad you caught that because that was one of the recommendations. So.
Yeah.
All right, let's open up discussion action for item number 6, ordinance O-2026-10, amending the compensation for town clerk's recorder. I have put in a request for a $1 an hour pay increase for Jenna. She deserves far, far, far more than that, but she understands we're a small town with small budgets, and she's priceless, and I don't even think there's much discussion there. You guys can just go for it. You had three of us can make a quorum, so.
Scott Taylor, I move approval ordinance 0-2026-10, amending the compensation for the town clerk recorder.
Second it.
Roll call vote.
Scott Taylor, aye.
Mike Ferrar, aye.
Richard Palmer, aye.
Motion carries. An easy one. All right, onto the consent agenda. Let's open up the consent agenda for item number 7, disbursement listing for February 2026. Item number 8, budget report for fiscal year 2026 through February 2026. And item number 9, February 2026, water usage comparison. Any questions? I did see something on there that I wanted to point out. We'll do this to you. We'll be four of them.
On disbursement or budget?
I believe it was disbursement. I thought I marked something here that I just wanted to comment, but maybe not. No. I thought I had wrote something here that I just wanted to clarify for you guys, but. No. I think I'm okay. You guys have any questions, any concerns, anything that stands out? Oh, yeah, I do have Diamond One. Did you repeat Diamond W Construction 4,836? That was something that stood out to me. That was a 1 a.m. or broken 9 p.m. into 1 a.m. or 2 a.m. emergency water pipeline. Dig up the whole street and replace that. So that's what that was. That's just something new. That's everything else I think is pretty much always on there. Nothing new.
I had that one hit me too, but you just like it got one page away from
it. Yep, that one was just something new that we don't normally have on there. So I thought I'd point that out to you guys. Budget report or the budget, everything's pretty close to online. There's a few things that are out of whack, but pretty much everything's pretty close. Holes. I know some of you. Spending amongst the department is a little off. What's really nice is our revenues are ahead. So if you look at the revenues, like the very first one, 79.2 0%, 115.40, 83.70. That means we're bringing in more money than we anticipated, which I knew we would, but I like to see it anyways because we don't compensate for any new property taxes. We just use the ones from last year. So anybody that builds a house in this year, we should always have a little more money on the budget. So that's always good.
I'm good with it.
So I move we approve the consent agenda item number 7, 8, and 9.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. I think we don't need a closed session, so if somebody wants
to make the motion, we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting adjourned.